17 minutes past 7 on Radio Veritas. And a very good morning to my colleague and brother, Father Brian Mhlanga. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Padre. How are you?
I'm fine. I believe you're not too well this morning.
Yeah, I'm not well. I hope to be fine in the next few days.
So you went to your doctor yesterday and...
You can say what you wanted to say.
Yeah, well, you see, yesterday, Brian said that he had a problem with his tummy. So I said, well, you better go and see the gynecologist, I suppose, you know. Father Brian.
I'd love to go to one, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. Very good morning to you, Brian.
Let's get back to work.
Please, get well soon. We're missing you around here. Brian, although let's talk a little bit about Shepherds on the Green, because it's all happening in about 4 weeks' time. Last year, we had about over 100 priests who came together, even some bishops were there, and people really, really enjoyed themselves. And we thought, let's just crack the egg a little bit and see what we can do about encouraging priests and our people to send priests to the Shepherds on the Green this year. What's happening?
Okay, let me give you a bit of background to the event. Shepherds on the Green, that's the event. But the campaign is called Priest Appreciation Day. What that means is it's a day that, as people of God, it's that one day out of the 365 days we have in a year that we take time to say thank you to our priests. We appreciate our priests. It's that one day where we do not criticize our priests. It's that one day where we do not see the black dots that are on the white cloth. It's that one day where we say, you know what, we thank you for the sacrifices that you make for us. We thank you for the hardships that you endure for us. And we suspend our judgment. We suspend the stones that we throw at them. And we suspend all those comparisons that we've done between those that have been before them and those that were not before them. It's just one of those days where we say, you know what, we are taking our guns and we're packing them away. And we just appreciate our priests and we just want to tell them that we love them and we care for them.
Well, you see, last year we had a lot of priests who came and they all went away raving about a Priest Appreciation Day. Because
that's correct.
What are the sort of things they can expect?
There is, it's really a social gathering, eh? Really a social gathering. But the social gathering is going to be facilitated and aided by a lot of activities. There are going to be games because some of our priests are very sporty. Some of them are into non-sporty items, so there will also be things for them. For example, there will be grooming for them, haircuts, massages, the pedicures, the manicures for them. They'll get their car washed, and they'll get health checks. They'll get all sorts of checks done there. We have a team of professional nurses there, and it's that whole package that will be there. So in addition to the games from the soccer teams, from the volleyball, from the trail walking, from the hiking, from the tennis, from all the things that happen. Yeah.
And they can even play golf.
They do. We had really a good number of priests who were playing golf last year.
Golf. And what about squash?
There was squash. There are also brainy games. For those that don't want to be physical, they can even sit down and play chess. They can play board games. They can, and even those that don't even want to be active. So it's not only for the active priests. Yeah. So even for those that just want to have a good day, they can just sit underneath the shade, underneath the gazebo, and have a drink and watch what's happening and catch up with other priests that they've not seen.
Father Brian, the lovely thing about the day is that priests can come together not to be spoken to or reprimanded by their bishops or told by the bishop what they should be doing and all the rest of it.
Indeed.
But just come together to be together on a social level.
Absolutely. It's that day where we acknowledge, and they also acknowledge their humanity. They actually say, guess what, guys? As people, we also have entertainment needs, And as people, we also have relational needs. We also want to relate to our brother priests. We want to feel affirmed. We want to feel validated. Yeah. And one way of validating your priest is to get him a package to this kind of an event.
You see, the thing is, sometimes we can take our priests for granted, can't we?
We do, and I'm speaking here also from experience, where there's this whole thing where you expect the priest to behave in a certain way. We put the priest in a box, and we realize that grace does not operate in a box. Our humanity is more than the boxes that we put our priests in. Mm-hmm. Our priests have dreams. Our priests have pain. Our priests have past. Our priests have also made mistakes, but on that day, it's that day where we say, you know what, we embrace you because you sacrifice yourself does not mean that we should also be burning the candle up until it goes down. So it's just one day where we say, you know what, sometimes we're a bit mean to them, eh? We're very mean to our priests.
Yeah. You know, Brian, people come to Mass on a Sunday and they just expect the priest to be there to say Mass. And now we're encouraging our people to say, listen, Father, we thank you very much for what you do for us. I mean, I think it's going to be a sad day, for example, at the end of November, maybe the beginning of December, on the first Sunday of December, when the priest walks out realizing that not one parishioner even or two parishioners supported him or sponsored him to go on this priest's day. So it'll be a bad reflection on our parishioners.
So, if I may add, it's very sad, and to some extent it can be very traumatizing, because what information are we giving to our priest, you know, by not even... Because we don't need to wait for the priest to say, please buy for me. Yeah. It's like, it's very sad, because priests have birthdays, priests have anniversaries, and as one of the priests was, I think Father Ben was saying the other day, "Tinasfela ngaphakathi," you know, we do things for people, and guess what? Our times come, nobody remembers, and people think, you know, they just expect you to keep on moving. And people forget that, you know what? Guess what? Those are important milestones in your life. Mm-hmm. And the human side in us just thinks, you know what, did I really give myself to people that even don't really care about me? And if really people care, so people see me just as a machine. I'm a sacramental machine that is there to break bread and they're fine. But nobody, who owns the sun? That's the question here. Yes. I mean, we need to stop as people and ask ourselves, yes, the sun is there, it's giving us light and the plants are growing, but who warms the sun? It can be a very lonely, painful, solitary life as a priest. Because guess what? I come back to an empty room.
That's right. Exactly. That's exactly the case. But, you know, the thing is, should the people be sponsoring the priest, or should the parish be sponsoring the priest?
We are not. We would really recommend a few models that people can take.
Yeah.
The first model is, there are priests, like, for example, Father, you've baptized so many babies, and one, some of them are even now adults, and they're even grandchildren. Yeah. You even have grandchildren now. Mm. Those people, they're priests that have been in our families. Why can't we, as family, friends, maybe the five of us, club together and buy Father a ticket? We can do that, those of us who've got what we call family priests.
Right.
And those who don't have family priests, maybe sodalities, we can say, let's get Father a ticket.
Right.
Or if there are no sodalities, then maybe as a parish, let's buy Father a ticket. So don't go to Father and say, Father, here's the money. Go to Veritas and buy the ticket, then go and say to Father, here's your ticket, we want you to go to this day.
That's
our way of treating you.
You know, Brian, when I was in hospital last week, I had somebody who came to me, brought me some goodies and a nice plant and so on. And she said to me, Father, I'm sponsoring you for the Priest Appreciation Day. Now, I'd never met this lady in my life before, but she heard about me on Radio Veritas. And so she said she's going to sponsor me. Well, I think that's wonderful. Somebody who doesn't know me from a bar of soap sponsoring me on that day.
But look at what it did to you.
Yes.
It brought you back to life. It break you, it made you realize there is somebody who realizes the little ordinary things that I do, and they really appreciate that.
That's right.
And look at you, you're back at work.
I know, exactly. So, I mean, there's really no excuse that every priest, for example, in the Diocese of Johannesburg, shouldn't be nominated or paid for by the parishioners or a group of parishioners to come on this Priest Appreciation Day. And I can assure you, since I had the experience last year, it was an incredible experience, and people just loved it. The priest really loved it.
They did.
But we even had people from other dioceses.
Yeah, I would like to say this on record. It's not only for the Archdiocese of Johannesburg. It's for anyone, and because we'll be able to provide accommodation. So say if they're coming from the Free State, or say they're coming from Durban, because we've got so many moanings and cries that came out of complaints saying people were not catered for from that side. And now the team is actually saying, you know what, accommodation will be provided, and we'll make sure that you've got accommodation before the event and after the event. So the package is all-inclusive for those that are coming from outside town.
Well, there we go. So, Father Brian, tell us, what does it cost?
It's costing $1,500.
And that's for the day. That's for everything.
For everything. I mean, it includes the four meals that they're going to have. It includes the entertainment that they're going to have. It includes also the drinks. It includes everything that's just going to all the things that they're going to be pumped with.
Yeah. You talk about the drinks. I remember last year. I said, you know, can one have a beer and so on? He said, yes. How much do the beers cost? No, it's all on the house. I mean, that's an incredible gift. Everything is on the house, whether you want a beer or a whiskey or a brandy or a gin and tonic or whatever.
And remember, they did not even run out the bar.
Yeah, exactly. It was very good.
I mean, it was very good to see my beloved Father Benedict on the court playing soccer. It was very good to see Father Ben kick the ball. It was very good to see people like Father Tabo, jump and run, and people like Father Deboko Mateke, who were running the races, and not to mention Father Zweli. So it was really good, because guess what? People don't get chance to reconnect after they get into mission and into ministry and all those kind of things.
No, this is a social gathering for our priests to come together.
And it's about time, Father, that we really start appreciating our priests. And I'm going to quote the words of Father Cirillo, which I think will also apply to myself, where I think sometimes we come on priests' deathbeds, or we come at priests' funerals with all these big flowers and cards, and we try to appreciate them then. Yeah. And guess what? I say, please don't give that to me. I don't even want that. I don't even want those flowers when I'm in my coffin or at my grave. Yeah, give us those flowers when we are alive.
There we go. Well, listen, Brian, we can go on and on talking about Priest Appreciation Day. Is it just for priests or also for deacons?
The deacons are also the deacons are included in that. It's anyone who is an ordained male,
right?
If I may put that. So it ranges from deacons, priests, and bishops, and it goes to the nuncio, the cardinal.
That's
up.
Well,
as long as they're an ordained male.
I remember last year saying to myself, you know, this was such a success here that we at Radio Veritas seem to have discovered a gap in the market, so to speak. And we took
that.
And I remember saying to myself, every diocese should have something like this, because it's an opportunity for priests to get together, not to talk business, but just to enjoy each other's company. And for that, I'm asking all the people listening now, to really do what you can to support your priest, buy them a ticket. So if they want a ticket, what do they do?
They should call our offices, or they should visit our website.
Right.
All the details are there. There is a telephone number.
Right.
There is an email address, so that we don't complicate it and have too much information overload now.
Right.
They can even call the office, and I'm sure the office staff at Radio Veritas will be able to assist them and direct them to the relevant parties.
There we
go. They will be able really to assist them on that.
There we go. All right, so the easiest thing to do is to phone Radio Veritas, 011-663-4700. 011-663-4700. The easiest, I think, would be to speak to Mahadi. And she will take down your details, and she'll tell you exactly what to do, where to place your your money and all the rest of it. So there it is. Quite easy, quite simple. It's an opportunity for you, wherever you happen to be, to show your appreciation for your priest and your deacon in your parish. And it's going to cost you 1,500 Rand. Come on, club together. Get together with some of the people in your parish and say, come, let's send Father Joe. Let's send Father Tony. Let's send Father...
Father Peku.
There you go. Even Peku, yes. Why not? Okay, all right, there we go. Well, Brian, listen, get well soon, and thank you for chatting to me.
Have a good day.
And to us all. Thank you so much. That was Father Brian Mklanga, who is our associate station manager here at Radio Veritas, talking about Priests' Appreciation Day on the 27th of November. And we're asking you, please, get together with a few friends in your parish, put your money together, and just say, Father, to your parish priest, Father, we have bought a ticket for you to go on this Priest's Appreciation Day on the 27th of November, Monday. And I can tell you, he will be most grateful and he will not regret the occasion. But it's a wonderful way for you to show your appreciation for the priests and also to support Radio Veritas. Right, 28 minutes to 8 on Radio Veritas.
The second annual Shepherds on the Green.